Page 1. 2013 Annual Report. Maryland State Department of Education. Division of Rehabilitation Services. Page 2. Greetings. As we move forward to a new year, we have the opportunity to look back and reflect on the numerous successes of the remarkable programs and services provided through the Maryland State Department of Education's Division of Rehabilitation Services DOORS. DOORS has made it possible for thousands of Maryland citizens with disabilities to find true independence, become employed, and have remarkable futures, often far beyond where they may have imagined without receiving such support. This report features some of the innovative DOORS programs that help people with disabilities transition to higher education, vocational training, and employment. The success of the programs also translates into success for Maryland businesses, as DOORS is equipped to match candidates with job openings, identify technologies, and even coordinate services for workplace disability issues. It's a win-win for those with disabilities and Maryland. The personal stories throughout this report exemplify the successful rehabilitation of more than 2,500 DOORS consumers. This year alone, DOORS helped 2,533 people move into employment. These new employees added over $35 million to Maryland's economy. Proudly, the programs offered through DOORS work. The Division of Rehabilitation Services, in collaboration with its consumers, its staff, and its community and business partners, and Maryland schools, remains true to its mission to ensure success for each of its programs. As Maryland's State Superintendent of Schools, it is my honor to not only be charged with ensuring that our next generation is ready for the world that awaits, but also to pledge my steadfast support to the DOORS staff, consumers, and partners. I am certain 2014 will prove to be another year of innovation and success for the many DOORS programs. Lily Ann Embloury, Ed.D. Maryland State Superintendent of Schools. It is my pleasure to present the Division of Rehabilitation Services DOORS 2013 Annual Report. The report highlights some of DOORS' major accomplishments and features exciting news about innovative programs for DOORS consumers. As we reflect back on the year, we thank our many community partners, schools, and local businesses for their partnership and support. Working together, we have assisted thousands of individuals with significant disabilities achieve their goals of employment, economic self-sufficiency, and independence. The year also marked the 40th anniversary of the Workforce and Technology Center WTC, a comprehensive rehabilitation center that offers a wide range of innovative and personalized programs and services to assist people with disabilities achieve their goals of employment and independence at home and in the community. Last year, WTC served 2,343 individuals with significant disabilities. I am incredibly proud of our staff for their continued dedication to excellence in public service and their keen spirit of teamwork. All of us at DOORS look forward to continued successes in 2014. Susan R. Page, Assistant State Superintendent, Division of Rehabilitation Services, Maryland State Department of Education. Page 3. To the citizens of Maryland. The Maryland State Rehabilitation Council MSRC serves as the people's collective champion for employment of Marylanders with disabilities, for enhanced awareness of the capabilities of people with disabilities, and for promotion of state and national policies that support those goals. Accordingly, the Council, in compliance with federal law, monitors and oversees Maryland's Division of Rehabilitation Services DOORS, the state agency that provides public vocational rehabilitation services and is responsible for helping people with disabilities to find and retain jobs. As set out in the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended, the Council reports its findings to the Federal Rehabilitation Administration, the Governor of Maryland, and most importantly, the people of Maryland. During this last year, we formalized the practice of inviting public comment at each of our quarterly MSRC meetings. We invite everyone to come learn about the MSRC and to communicate with us so that we can be of optimal service to individual Marylanders and to DOORS. The MSRC will continue to work closely with elected officials, DOORS consumers, staff, and other stakeholders in the coming year so DOORS can continue to offer a quality path to employment and self-sufficiency to all Marylanders with disabilities who want to go to work. For more about the work of the MSRC during FITE 2013, see our annual report at www.doors.state.md.gov/doors/src/msrc_annual. Sincerely, Jovi Thomas, Acting Chair, Maryland State Rehabilitation Council. Awards: Derek Cleland and Texas Roadhouse, 2013 Doors Employer Leadership Award winner. Consumer Derek Cleland came to Doors through the Charles County Public Schools CCP's Adult Independence Program AIP. 18 to 21-year-old students in AIP spend their last 3 school years working on independence, life, and job skills. CCP's also partners with businesses to give students volunteer experiences in real workplaces. Derek attended the Workforce and Technology Center's Community Living Skills Program and became interested in a job in the food industry. He was able to do some volunteer work at Stedham Educational Center as a kitchen assistant, and the manager there was so impressed he contacted Howard Dunn, managing partner at the La Plata Texas Roadhouse TIs. Howard was happy to meet with Derek. Texas Roadhouse focuses on individuals' skills and abilities, not their disabilities. Derek was soon hired and has been working for more than 3 years at TIs, where he is a valued team member. Left to right, Derek Cleland and Brandon Scott, Texas Roadhouse Kitchen Manager. Derek makes my job easier. He makes every day better by being here. Giant of Maryland, LLC. 2013 Doors Employer Leadership Award winner. Giant of Maryland, LLC also received the 2013 Doors Employer Leadership Award. Giant was a top employer of Doors consumers. Over the last 4 years, employing more than 114 individuals with disabilities, increasing hires each year, and hiring 40 individuals with disabilities in 2013. Left to right. Sue Page, Doors Director, Robin Anderson, Giant Human Resources Director, Darlene Perez-Goiz, Doors Employment Specialist. Page 4. Maryland Disability Determination Services. Accomplishments. The Maryland Disability Determination Services DDS had a stellar fiscal year 2013, exceeding federal performance standards established by the Social Security Administration SSA. The DDS team efforts yielded a new all-time record 80,783 disability claims clearances, representing a 3% increase over FY 2012. Additionally, productivity per work year PPWE was 329.5, which exceeded both the regional and national DDS PPWE. During a year of record high disability claims adjudicated, the DDS achieved an impressive net accuracy rate of 100% most recent quarter. During the fiscal year, the Maryland DDS hosted a 3-day SSA Region III Administrators Meeting, as well as visits from numerous other SSA components. Office of Disability Administrative Hearings, Social Security Office of Systems, and the Office of Disability Determination. Information shared during these meetings included the DDS's input into the new disability case processing system, ways to better serve the public through each level of the process, and how to reduce the rising consultative examination budget. The DDS continued its partnership with the Maryland Department of Human Resources State Review Team, the office that makes state Medicaid disability determinations. Despite various challenges during this fiscal year, the entire DDS staff remains focused, committed, dedicated, and proud to provide services to Maryland citizens with disabilities. DDS staff members have received recognition for their outstanding individual and/or group performance during FITE 13. Left, DDS Team Award, front row left to right. Dale Smith, Nancy Rook, Emily Malls, Sylvia Porter. Back row left to right. Joyce Castra, Jonathan Rogers, and Jim Brinsalker. Not pictured. Cynthia Alex Williams. Right, Julie Amada, pictured with DDS Director Dale Smith, is one of the 7 DDS Fiscal Unit members who received the SSA Associate Commissioner citation. The unit processed over $8.2 million in payments for consultative examinations and $2.04 million in payments for medical evidence. Page 5. Workforce and Technology Center. Autism Services and Pathways. The Workforce and Technology Center WTC created an Autism Services Department, part of WBC's Rehabilitation Technology Services, to enhance programs and services for consumers with autism. During the year, Autism Services staff provided extensive training to DOORS staff and community partners. These included a six-month series of sessions on topics such as autism and employment, specialized activities during Autism Awareness Month in April, education and awareness training for DOORS staff in offices statewide, and sensitivity and awareness training in the community. Autism Services Pathways Program offered support to students with autism spectrum disorders who were enrolled at one of the three campuses of the Community College of Baltimore County. Advisors in the Pathways Program help students develop academic, social, independent living and career exploration/development skills. A new Pathways specialist was hired in 2013 to assist with the expansion of the program to additional Maryland community colleges. Autism Services also helped with the development and implementation of a new and innovative driver's education program for individuals on the autism spectrum. WTC's Autism Program Planning Success for Employment App's two-week sessions continued to run during the year, offering individuals with autism the opportunity to explore skills related to self-determination and employment readiness. In APS, consumers participated in small group activities, interactive learning sessions, and community-based employer worksite visits. APS participants develop the resource and career map which will help guide them on their path to successful employment. Right, WTC recently opened an autism services room that has an autism-friendly environment, including dimmable lights, comfortable chairs, accessible workstations, and puzzles and games that help distracted consumers to focus. Below, Autism Services Self-Determination Group. Page 6. Our numbers, FY 2013. Source of funds. State funds. State matching funds $12,099,053. State non-matching funds $778,126. Total $12,877,179. Federal funds matching funds. Basic program $41,660,436. Independent living older blind $659,931. State independent living services $349,437. Training $130,902. Subtotal $42,800,706. Federal non-matching funds. Social Security Administration / DDS $31,599,666. Social Security reimbursement $2,404,617. Seamless Transition Collaborative $417,033. Supported Employment State Grants $480,000. Client Assistance Program $177,619. Subtotal $35,078,935. Total federal funds $90,756,820. Special funds. Business Enterprise Program for the Blind $2,494,738. Third Party $93,830. Total $2,588,568. Total combined funds available $93,345,388. Expenditure of funds. Disability Determination Services $31,599,666. VR Client Services Program $20,902,425. Case Services $21,216,752. Workforce and Technology Center $11,773,675. Administration $5,143,725. Business Enterprise Program for the Blind $2,494,738. Seamless Transition Collaborative $214,407. Total funds expended $93,345,388. Persons Rehabilitated 2012 to 2013. Persons Rehabilitated by Primary Disability. Psychiatric Disability 994. Cognitive disability 808. Orthopedic 104. Deaf and hard of hearing 180. Other physical disabilities 243. Blind and visual impairments 162. Communication disabilities 33. Respiratory impairments 9. Total 2,533. Persons rehabilitated by occupation at case closure. Service 1,453. Clerical, sales 390. Professional, technical, managerial 329. Production, construction, operating, material handling 175. Homemaker 159. Farming, fishery, and forestry 20. Unpaid family worker 1. Vending operator / worker 6. Miscellaneous, net 0. Total 2,533. Notes, 1. Persons rehabilitated refers to those individuals who have achieved gainful employment as a result of DORS services. 2. The Division of Rehabilitation Services DORS provides statewide rehabilitative services to assist disabled Maryland citizens in becoming employed. Page 7. Our numbers, FY 2013. Students served by primary disability. Psychiatric, FY 11. 2,187. FY 12. 2,100. FY 13. 2,113. Cognitive, FY 11. 4,559. FY 12. 4,996. FY 13. 5,239. Orthopedic, FY 11. 270. FY 12. 246. FY 13. 233. Deaf or hard of hearing. FY 11. 535. FY 12. 533. FY 13. 546. Other physical disabilities. FY 11. 447. FY 12. 423. FY 13. 459. Blind and other visual. FY 11. 239. FY 12. 236. FY 13. 252. Communication. FY 11. 172. FY 12. 172. FY 13. 181. Respiratory. FY 11. 12. FY 12. 8. FY 13. 10. Total. FY 11. 8,421. FY 12. 8,714. FY 13. 9,033. Percentage of individuals with wages as their primary source of support. VAT application. Persons rehabilitated who claim personal income as their primary support. 10.38%. At closure. 73.15%. FY 2013 average wage was $10.47. Benefits counseling. During FY 2013, DORS continued to provide benefits counseling services to Social Security Disability Insurance SSDI beneficiaries and Supplemental Security Income SSI recipients. Benefits counseling is a focused, one-on-one service arranged by a DORS counselor to explore with a consumer how working will affect his or her SSDI and SSI benefits. The benefits counselor also explains the various Social Security work incentives available to help the consumer achieve higher income and possibly become financially independent from Social Security benefits. DORS obtains benefits counseling services from a statewide network of DORS-approved certified benefits counselors. The benefits counselor meets with a consumer for an initial information gathering session. The counselor will then obtain the consumer's benefits information from Social Security and prepare an individual written report for the consumer. This report summarizes the individual Social Security benefits status, explains how working affects these benefits, as well as the work incentives which will help the consumer transition to work and independence. Benefits counseling has been shown to be effective in helping consumers better understand their SSDI and SSI benefits, and in reducing fears about employment leading to the loss of benefits. After counseling, many consumers achieve a higher level of income and are able to transition from receiving disability to benefits to self-sustaining employment. Doors social media. Doors is now on Facebook and YouTube. Can't find us? Google search with Maryland Doors Facebook or Maryland Doors YouTube, and please, like our Facebook page. Page 8. Doors Office of Field Services. Expanded Business Services Team. In 2013, as part of a long-planned goal to expand services to Doors other customers or business partners, the Doors Business Services Team expanded to include 6 new staff members who serve as a regional business services representatives. These new business reps use a dual customer approach. They provide businesses with quality pre-screened job applicants and consumers with support services that help them become job ready. Businesses are offered disability and employment-related consultation services, including technical assistance, on-site support, labor market trend information, and other resources. Consumers get work preparation services, such as resume development, job-seeking skills, and supported employment services. Doors business reps also consult with consumers' vocational rehabilitation counselors. In expanding the business services team, Doors envision the primary role of the business representatives as developing active partnerships with businesses and business-related organizations to increase competitive employment opportunities for Doors consumers. They have already had much success developing key partnerships with companies such as Genesis Healthcare, Manpower, Space Telescope Science Institute, and Dyed Lake. Doors business services representatives also stay aware of current economic development and labor market trends, and developing community college programs. They regularly share this information with Doors staff to enhance career counseling and consumer individualized plan for employment IPE development. Coordinate regional workforce recruitment activities, such as a hiring event for Manpower and Dyed Lake, and hosting the Department of Business and Economic Development's Director of Business Development and Business Representatives. Play a primary role in identifying and assisting consumers with applying for the Governor's Quest internship program, which gives Doors consumers the opportunity to gain valuable work experience in state government agencies. Going forward, Doors business reps are gearing up for increased involvement with federal contractors now that the updated Section 503 regulations, federal regulations that prohibit discriminating in employment against individuals with disabilities and requires federal employers to take affirmative action to recruit, hire, promote, and retain these individuals have been released. And several new internship programs are being implemented, including Genesis Healthcare, Quest Year Round, and the Space Telescope Science Institute. Left, Darlene Perez-Goiz, OBB's employment specialist, and Tammy Ledley, of Employment Services, at an outreach event. Page 9. OBB's Deaf-Blind Services. Over the last several years, through needs assessments, public meeting input, and other consumer feedback, Doors identified an increased need for services for the deaf-blind community. In 2011, Doors Office for Blindness and Vision Services, OBVs, formed a task force that included experts in the deaf-blind field and community partners. One recommendation of this task force was that a Doors deaf-blind specialist position be created. In March 2013, this position was filled, with a focus on reviewing cases, providing consultations to both OBVs and Doors Office of Field Services, expanding local resources, and establishing a vocational rehabilitation (VR)-based support service provider (ESSP) program. ESSPs are specially trained professionals who enable people who have combined vision and hearing losses (deaf-blind) to access their environments and make informed decisions. An SSP provides the deaf-blind individual with visual and environmental information, sighted guide services, and communication accessibility. SSP services provide access to community and vocational rehabilitation services that a deaf-blind individual may not normally be able to access. Doors funds support VR activities related to preparing for, finding, securing, and maintaining a job. In order to meet these VR goals, the SSP can support the individual while they are looking for work, doing work-related trainings, meeting with job coaches, and other activities. Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind currently provides the trained SSPs. OBBs is exploring partnerships with other agencies as well. Left, Deaf Blind Doors consumer David Jessup and SSP Rachel Horowitz work together 3+ days per week. Rachel helps David with using the computer, getting to appointments, and other employment-related activities. Before Rachel, I couldn't easily get around. Now I can't go to the pool, and the best thing is the computer help. Doors Jock Squad Program Manager, Lou Smith, says having the SSP is invaluable. I can't imagine not having Rachel's assistance. We get so much more done because she's here. I can't see all sorts of benefits to having a SSP. Page 10. OBBs, BISM College Prep Program. In the fall of 2013, Doors and Blind Industries and Services of Maryland BISM began collaborating on a college preparatory program for students who are blind. The program is designed to be a bridge for students coming out of high school and needing some support during their first semesters at college. It also helps students who have graduated from high school and want to attend college, but need some help learning how to be independent. Students attend 2 days of college classes and spend 3 days in the BISM CORE program. CORE is a comprehensive training that includes Braille, travel and mobility training, computer technology classes, independent living and adjustment to blindness seminars, and a life skills residential program. Jessica Brasile attended Community College of Baltimore County CCDC in the fall, completing some of her general education requirements and getting comfortable with college life. I didn't have any experience advocating for myself in terms of college disability support services. This program has given me a lot of support and is preparing me for taking the next steps on my own. I now have a much better sense of what I need. Thomas Neville was already enrolled as a biology major at University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC when he lost his vision. He wanted to get his life back on track and finish his degree. The Doors/BISM College Prep Program offered what he needed. It removed the conflict. I could do both, go back to college and adjust to blindness. Thomas says the mobility training has been the most valuable aspect of the BISM CORE training. I feel independent again. Before I had to ask a friend for help getting around campus, now I find my own way around. The assistive technology supplied by Doors has made it possible for him to stay on top of his college work. I'm using JAWS and OSR Reader to scan texts and doing well in my classes. BISM recruiting manager Andy McKitter says the program helps students with disabilities compete in college on a more even playing field. We're blending the skills of independence and college prep to help students with disabilities keep up with their peers, and it's been a huge success. Thomas agrees. I often feel like the only blind guy on campus, so having the support of this program has been invaluable, not just technically, but emotionally too. The key is getting on with your life. I've been able to do that because of this program. Above, Thomas Neville has learned how to live independently. Before BISM's CORE program, I used to burn everything. Now I make great cookies. Left, Jessica Brasile reads her remarks following her graduation from BISM's CORE program. Page 11. OBBs, Able. Doors Office for Blindness and Vision Services OBBs started its new ABLE Adjustment to Blindness for Life and Employment program in March. ABLE is an 8-week program designed to help individuals who have recently lost their vision with developing basic adjustment to blindness skills, including independent living skills and work readiness skills. Before joining ABLE, consumers are tested to determine their Braille aptitude, independent living skills, and academic abilities. Consumers must have the ability to learn Braille to participate. Once in the program, consumers receive instruction in Braille, assistive technology, household management, and health and wellness. They also participate in recreational activities and community outings. OBB's supervisor Benita Jackson says the biggest change observed after consumers complete ABLE is the boost to their self-confidence. We had one student who was afraid of knives, by the end she could slice, dice, and chop anything. Another less tangible benefit of the program are the skills learned from working with other people who have lost their vision. ABLE participants interact and share concerns and solutions with other program participants during regular group sessions. Benita Jackson. A lot of older adults who lose their vision don't know anyone else who is blind, so they are isolated. They have a new camaraderie in the group. Before ABLE, they thought that losing their vision means they can't do anything, but they learn that they can do most things that they did before. They also never knew a blind person who has a job, so we invite former OBB's consumers to talk to the group. Consumer Kenneth Duval was guest speaker at a spring ABLE meeting. Kenny lost his vision in 2010. He had been a truck driver and decided to use the skills he had gained as a driver to start a freight management business. With assistance from Doors, he attended a load training class in Arizona and started his own business. TRUCKRSLOOKING. I was scared at first, but I went to Arizona by myself, took the plane, the shuttle, and I didn't have to depend on anyone. I've been in business since September of 2012 and I'm still going strong. After ABLE, many participants go on to other Doors programs, including Job Squad, WTC Job Training Programs, Maryland Business Enterprise Program for the Blind, as well as programs at Blind Industries and Services of Maryland. Left, Kenneth Duval was guest speaker at a spring ABLE meeting. Page 12. Martin O'Malley, Governor. Charlene M. Dukes, Ed.D., President, Maryland State Board of Education. Lily Ann M. Lowry, Ed.D., State Superintendent of Schools. Suzanne Page, Assistant State Superintendent in Rehabilitation Services. Maryland State Department of Education, Division of Rehabilitation Services. Doors Administrative Office and Headquarters, Office of Field Services, Office for Blindness and Vision Services, and the Workforce and Technology Center are located at 2301 Argonne Drive, Baltimore, Maryland 21218-1696. Phone, area code 410-554-9442. Toll free, 1 area code 888-554-0334. VP 1-866-371-3614 over 443-453-5981. Doors at doors.state.md.us. Annual Report. www.mddoors.org/report. Doors Field and OBD's counselors are located in over 20 field offices throughout Maryland. To find the nearest one, contact Doors Headquarters or visit www.doors.state.md.us. Disability Determination Services. P.O. Box 6338. Timonium, Maryland 21093-6338. Phone, area code 410-308-4500. TDE, area code 410-308-4550. Toll free, 1-800-942-4283. md.dd.timonium.dvs@ssa.governor. This publication is available in alternate formats. Copyright 2013 Division of Rehabilitation Services. www.mddoors.org. Find us on Facebook. Maryland Doors.